Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that down. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggling.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy, Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dallas, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday nights. West West, y'all.
Yeah, y'all know the deal, man. Hip Hop Most Dangerous Show, episode 411. Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric the Great, a.k.a. Pretty Ricky, what they call him. And I got my host, T-Mask, with the facts in the building.
What to do, what to do. Monday Night Raw, Off the Cuff in the building. Shout out to our co-host, Phil Out of Sandman, Lady Chinchilla. We are sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment, King Air Productions, Sav Vinci Clothing, Dirty Basement Radio, Jesse Boutique, and Core Financial. And King, we got another monster show tonight of all things interesting and philosophical, man.
Yes, sir, man. First of all, I want to give everybody they props last night. It was a dope show. We had everybody from Cocaine, Silky Fine, Doodlebug from Digital Planet, CMG from Conscious Daughter, Chilly Chill from the Lynch Mob. It was a great family affair, man. I want to salute everybody that took time to chop it up and show us love. And we just going to keep pushing that brand forward.
Yes, yes.
So with tonight's guest, man, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. If you a cake-ass nigga, as he would say, you better log off that line, man, because this ain't for you, man. This guy here, he's been putting it down in the dating circuit. One of the few pioneers of the PUA community. One of the trendsetters. And he was a part of the Gang Kings documentary, which is doing great numbers with Mr. Lucario. Big shout out to him. And he's on the line right there, man. So without further ado, let's bring on Steve the Dean Williams.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can y'all
what's
hear
happening,
me,
bro? Yeah.
How y'all doing? Yeah. Not a PUA, a man. I was there when that shit was going down, but never PUA.
Definitely, man. Look, it's great to have you with us, man. I mean, King told me about you. Great to meet your acquaintance. And he said, like, you got a lot of game and wisdom and wit to really impart.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I've been in this thing for a while, man. For all the metals and the pills and all this bullshit we're dealing with today. It was before the internet. I was in the game way before the internet.
You know what, man? And it's real because for you to bring that kind of wisdom, because as long as it's been around as men and women, you know, in the world, you know, there's always been drama, strife, right. you know, interaction. And while it's always, it's never always negative, there's a lot of positive. But it's individuals like you,
you
that really.
You on speaker?
Hello?
Hello? I think you on speaker.
You can't.
Okay,
are you talking about me?
But like I said, Yeah, but it's like, but it's really individuals like you to pave the way in such a pragmatic fashion, a philosophy to really, you know, let people know what it is. You know, like you said, with a lot of these dudes, let's just say straight up, I mean, the Red Pills and the Miguel dudes, and they talk about basically we don't need women. I'm like, damn right we need women in the world. You know. It's great to hear somebody like you, you know, give the truth, but also not be bashing women at the same time, but be real about the approaches of men and women both in relationships. So I guess we get to the beginning of it, man. Great to have you. Tell us how you got started.
Well, I got started when I was young. I used to get my ass whipped for kissing girls, and I used to go over girls' houses and stuff. Like in the third grade and shit, fourth grade, and they unbutton my shirt and I get all scared and shit. You know, I talk a good game, but I didn't have game. You know what I mean? I was charismatic, but I didn't know what game was until I got under my mentor. That showed me the game was never about women. It's all about you. And once I started soaking that up, I started crafting my skills for myself and. Everything else is history, man. Just went through women. First experience was 13. She was 24. A little bit of gigoloing. So, I mean, I did a little bit of everything. So I learned how to be a whore and a slut, but also learned how to be a man at the same time.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, one thing about it is all of us, you know, being, you know, guys who, yeah. And, I mean, as all of us as men, you know, who love women, you know, I'll tell any young play out there, there's nothing wrong with, you know, checking your options out there and seeing what's available for you, but also to be responsible, respectful, and careful, you know, because everything, like old saying go, what they say, man, everything that look good sometimes ain't good for you.
Yeah, everything that shines isn't really gold, we say, so you're absolutely right, but. I guess some of the issues that we're having today is a lot of young men out there, they're not looking in the mirror at themselves. They're looking out a window, and unfortunately they think women, because, again, no disrespect to women, but women are nothing but a perk in my life, you know what I mean, until I find value in her. So, but a lot of these young men, you know, they grow up through high school, or even it starts with elementary school for a lot of these young men. They get scared of women. They get scared in junior high school. They get scared in high school. They get scared in college. And women just don't like weak men. They just don't like it. But a lot of these guys are so angry and so frustrated that they go to other men, males, that teach them how to hate women versus learn about the game.
Right. And like I said, that's what makes what you do.
Too, man.
Yeah.
I think another problem is I think people going through that whole Disney fantasy shit. Like, they thinking the nice guy gets the girl at the end, just like they do on these Disney movies. And that's not really the case at all in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, funny that you mentioned Disney, because I gave some people some game a few months ago about Disney. Mickey Mouse did us a job. He did us a favor, because if you look at women, or you look at any Walt Disney movie, they had the good guy and they had the bad guy. And what girls grew up loving was the good guy, the knight in shining armor, on a conscious level. But subconsciously, they were getting groomed to fall for assholes and bad boys, because there were always two individuals in those movies. It was just when they were young girls, they always wanted the guy on the riding horse, the good guy, the nice guy, and all that other sweet bullshit. But what happened was, as they got older, they started to love that assertive, that guy. Because if you think about the bad guy, what was he? He was assertive. He took risks. He didn't give a fuck. He made the world about him. He was selfish, arrogant, conceited. He was a jerk. And that's what they were drawn to, and that's what they are drawn to today. If you bring up Walt Disney, think about it.
That's real talk, man. Hold on, I'm trying to make sure the audio was there. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you, brother.
Okay, cool. This goes to show, man.
Yeah.
Is just that that's what I think a lot of you, a lot of guys, when they listen to y'all, they get kind of offended because y'all giving them the reality face of this game. Like, it ain't all sunshine and rainbows. And sometimes when you come in with the white knight and the shining horse, you ain't gonna get the girl at the end.
Yeah, well, the offense comes in now with a lot of these guys is that they don't have a mouthpiece. They don't know how to talk mm-hmm. to women. They don't know how to approach women. They don't know how to put flavor in her ear. They don't know how to turn her on. All they know how to do is beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, and, like, try to be her fucking friend or some silly-ass shit like that. And then when the woman turns them down, they get mad. And the thing is they there's no reason why you should get mad at women. There's nothing special about a woman where you should get upset or create a world and a universe of pills, hypergamy, and all this other goofy shit over a female. A female, brother.
Yeah, and one thing about it, I think more than anything is, you know, you just have to be real in terms of who you are, because, and this is why guys like you, individuals like yourself are important to really break down the game from a lot of perspectives of her psyche and then the man's psyche, because, you know, a lot of niggas be getting tight when, you know, chicks be dissing them. And I'm like, listen, you know, sometimes, like King said, like you said, sometimes it's not always going to go your way, but it's about how she is going to respond to what you give her. But it's like, you know, it's like anything. Everybody has their preference. The dude got his,
right.
She has hers. And if you don't meet what she likes, then that's not a slight on you unless you just totally fuck up in the game. But, you know, you can be decent. You can be nice. But it depends on what is appealing to her, you know. But I do, you know. Oh, go ahead, please.
No, I was just about to say, you know, you can't be real when you have no personal identity. Think about that.
Right.
If you look at the average guy today, they don't have any values. They don't have any beliefs. They don't have any principles. They don't have any character. They are very emotional like mom. They have weak tendencies, no personality, and no interest that a woman will say, wow, let me see what you're about. See, what these guys say is, you know what, well, you know, I have a job. Okay, so what? You're responsible. So what? You're supposed to be responsible. So am I supposed to pat you on the back because you go to work on time and you collect a check? And see, that's where they got the game twisted. See, the thing about women that most young men don't do and that we did when we were young was we explored our sexuality. See, nowadays learning your sexuality is like, I guess it's a bad thing, or they say it's thirsty or it's weak to explore your sexuality as far as your romantic self, your sensual, yourself, your seductive, your romantic, your kinky, your dirty, your nasty. I mean, these guys don't understand that they're made up of several different personalities, but they choose not to learn themselves because a lot of these young men don't want to be away from the herd, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's always a tricky thing because being an individual, a lot of times, you know, it's not always encouraged. You know, and if we keep it real, especially in the black community, it's not always encouraged to be that individual to stand on their own. You know, it's always you got to do what everybody else does. And to be unique is frowned upon. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having your own position on things of how you see and feel about stuff and moving your own way within reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the beauty about what I teach is you came into this world when your mom met your dad. And dad nutted up in mom, You didn't need hypergamy to get to the egg. You didn't need YouTube to get to the egg. You didn't need NoFap and all these other goofy-ass pills and all this other stuff. You did it on your own. So if you are your own you, because your fingerprint defines you as who you are, why not learn your own language? And see, that's what a lot of guys don't understand about game. That's why game is not about women. Game is about learning you and standing on what we call in the game your square. See, if you don't stand on anything, you always going to get walked over.
And you know what's wild, man, when I looked at one of your shows, and it's crazy how we brought up how the entertainment business, it pretty much nails the head when it comes to how relationships and dating are. Because I remember looking at one of the shows that you did weeks ago about the famous show Sex Life and how that show there basically showcased the dynamics of relationships. How accurate do you think that it is for today's relationships?
Well, it's our life. It's the life of us on the other side of the street. Because when we fuck women, we just don't fuck them for today. We got them locked down forever, where they tell us the pussy's always going to be yours. I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm in a relationship. I don't care if you're in another city, state, or another planet. Whenever you want this pussy, it'll always be yours because of the connection that we know how to make with women to position ourselves as opportunity versus the average guy that positions himself as an option, as you saw in that movie. You know, the guy on that show, he had the perfect job, he had the white picket fence, he had the kid, he had the perfect life, but you know what? She felt like something was missing in that relationship. And it was us. That's what I'm saying. That's what's so important about that show, because you are either going to be on our side and fuck them all, or you're going to be on their side and get fucked over. And that's just how it is, man.
Either
gonna
be a wolf or you're
going to
be Cooper.
Yeah, was it going to be feast of famine with it? Want to revisit something earlier because about the level of what attraction of what women have. Now, do you think a lot of times with the bad boy mentality, do you think that because that has a certain element of that of what is perceived as that alpha male attitude? Because like you said earlier, women don't like weak men. But do you think sometimes there's a misnomer women have in terms of some of the savageness niggas show that it's supposed to be that masculinity, but a lot of times can be toxic at the same time?
Well, they can't be a toxic man because, see, this is what people get wrong about bad boys. I'm going to tell you,
right.
I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I'm a big-ass.
Right.
I'm going to be 50 in August. I can't eat cereal anymore because I'm lactose intolerant, but I watch cartoons. I play video games. I'm a big-ass kid. I love Marvel. I love DC. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I'm all that. What makes
right.
me a bad boy is that I can say no to a woman and I can walk the fuck off at any point in time with a woman. That's what makes me the bad boy, because she cannot control me off her ass and titties. And see, that's where the game gets, that's where the chess versus the checkers come in to play, because I'm not teaching guys to be mean to women, to hit women, or to abuse women. That's, men don't do that. But let me tell you what
right.
a man will do. He'll walk the fuck off. And listen, let me tell you, it's my way. Two rules. It's my way, rule number one, and rule number two, C, rule number one. And if you got a problem with that, then go find a sucker, because I
okay.
don't need you, because I can find you on any block, any corner, in any city, in any state in the world, because you're not special until I say you're special. That's what makes me the asshole.
And it's also that abundance mindset. So if you have that abundance mindset, it could take you far.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's real, because what you said, man, you know, now, you know, like any man – You know, we've gotten in our times when we chase, which is a cardinal sin. But by the same time, and I can say that for myself because I have, and I should have, I can admit it. But by the same token, what you said, man, I've also done that other thing where I said no and I walked off. Because when you know situations are not for you, that's where self-respect comes in, and it's about knowing when it's not for you. And that's when you have to have that strength to know that, you know, after a while, you know, and I saw this the other day, and it spoke to me. When you ask too many times, that turns into begging, and you definitely don't want to show that. And that's when you have to know that that's when, if it's a certain point where you're constantly trying to make the advances and she's not responding, or it's always conditions and terms that she's trying to place on you arbitrarily, that's when you have to say, nah, fuck this. I'm out. I'm out.
A lot of guys don't understand what the game is really about, because it's about positioning. See, the real ones that's on the street and don't come up with all these theories and all that other shit. See, I don't go out to fuck women. I go out to show a woman why she should fuck me. Because I'm the shit. I'm all about me. I teach young men to do something that they've never even imagined doing, and that is creating a universe and a world in their mind and how they operate as their compass. And if I'm building worlds in my mind, do you think I'm going to beg you? Hey, beg you to be with me? Fuck that. No. I am the opportunity. You are my option. And they don't even understand that type of thinking, because no one's ever talked to them that way.
You know, and that's wild, man, because when you look at it, pussy has always been looked at as a priceless collateral. But the reality is, you know, but I've also said this too, you know, and I'm probably not the first man to say it, but I know I've at least said it from my unique understanding. You know, you just have to know your worth. Where a lot of women do like to play the game of like they're the shit and every nigga be on them. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, guess what? Dick lasts longer than pussy. Because I'm like, you see a lot of, if a nigga game right being a 50-year-old, he can bag a 25-year-old. But you don't see a lot of 60-year-old women with 22-year-old men. So I'm like,
A lot of people don't understand women to understand that these women are insecure as fuck. They are the most insecure individuals in this world. That's why they wear the fucking wigs, the eyeliner, the nails, the makeup, and all those lies to cover
the
up
titties,
their fucking
fake
right,
ass.
right. And talk about they want a real man type shit, but see. Well, a real man doesn't look at a woman for the fucking, because that's part of the game. That comes with being with me. I'm looking at what the fuck do you bring to my table. Let me explain what I'm about to say. What the fuck do you bring to my table? See, women do this shit all the time. They know when they meet a sucker, they say, where am I going to put him? Is he going to be my chauffeur? Is he going to be my bank, my bitch, my shoulder? Is he going to put up my Christmas lights? Yeah. What is it? My dinner? My drink? What is it going to be for me?
Never did any of that, but I've seen it.
Right. But I'm just saying, as a man, though, when I see a woman, I'm asking myself, well, I need a new masseuse. I need a new – is she going to be my breakfast chick to make me breakfast in the morning? Is she going to be my lunch chick? Is she going to be my dinner chick? What is she bringing to my motherfucking world other than her ass and titties? And see, when you challenge them to be more than ass and titties, that's what fucks them up, because they're not prepared to be challenged on that level, because they know they see – that's why they enhance – their ass and titties, because they know the average man who doesn't stand on shit is going to fall into that bullshit, where a real man says, man, you ain't nothing but a piece of pussy. What the fuck? What is your character matching your looks? Can you shut the fuck up, submit, serve, and fuck me right? and still do shit for me. Because if you can't do that, you have no work for me. I can't use you.
And we and you know because we're gonna have this on YouTube and everything, so we gotta clarify too. Nothing of what you're saying is based in chauvinism, you know, because it's you know we want to say that out there because we want and we agree with what you're saying because the reality is anybody that you're with because I'll tell women the same thing. Don't deal with a man that you know is you know there's a fuck nigga that can't you know do anything for you, but yet it's still women talk about well he ain't shit my baby daddy. So I'm like well you probably knew that before you laid down with him and look what happened when you had a kid together, you know, or he taking you through all this stuff. Just like I'll tell a young player in the game, don't deal with a woman that you know is not correct, you know, where her, you know, her whole thing is being a grifter, you know, with the gushy-gushy. You know, she's going to use the tushy-tushy to take what she wants, you know. See what she's got going for herself and see how she brings, because when you look at a lot of situations with a lot of niggas in the game, what happened when a lot of them went down? Is my brother King saying, look at what happened to Casino with Ace and Ginger. Ace thought he could change Ginger and Ginger won't correct. Look what happened.
But yeah, but see, this is, see, and again, let me say this is not being chauvinistic. I'm not saying do any harm to women. Again, let me repeat it to the ladies. Listen, I never say to hit a woman, to abuse you, to talk down to you, to yell or scream. I'm just saying that as a man, because I only talk to men. I am not a woman, so you and I, ladies, we don't click on that level. I'm only talking to those that want to grow. See what we teach over what I at the man mindset is that there is no such thing as a problem. A problem is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. That's a problem. But a woman a woman can never be a problem to a man because, see, this goes back to creating your own world. See, a lot of young men, a lot of young brothers or whoever's listening, they have never been taught ever to create their own government in which they create their own laws. And see, let me show you peep game on this. The thing that I learned at a young, the thing I learned at 9 years old, before the internet kicked off, I learned there are only three laws that we got to abide by as men. Law of the land, don't kill anybody, because they'll probably get us in the first 48. You know what I mean?
Right.
The second rule is the law of the street. You know, as black men, we got to be careful how we drive anyway, but, you know, you drive in 75 in a 20, and you get caught, you know what I mean, law of the street. The third law is the law of the job, where you go to job on time, you do your work, you get your check, and get your ass home. Now, outside of those three laws, no one's been ever told that they can create their own laws in which they're governing themselves by. See, that's why we always tell you the game. See, we ain't about a community. We about individuals. So if I create my own laws for myself that are driven by my name and who I am, how am I going to have a problem with a woman? Because just like the job, what does the job do? They'll sit you in. They'll let you know what the expectations are, like a man will do. And they will also tell you what would happen if you don't follow the expectations. You'll get it written up at your job, meaning the man will give you a warning. And then the next time, you fire because you are replaceable to a man.
Documentation and determination.
Right. Yes.
And when you document certain indiscretions with a woman in terms of what she does that isn't correct, you got a right to fire her, you know, in terms of cut her off.
You know what, too? And that's what makes a lot of guys, like, for example, if you have a visionary, and a lot of women are going to believe in that vision because they see somebody as unique on their own.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You as your own leader.
Because you're standing out, right. Because you're standing out. See, that's what a lot of guys – see, everybody's trying to be somebody else, and that's the problem what we have today with young men. Everybody's taking the values in mimicking other men. So that means if you're mimicking another man, that means you can only be the second best of that motherfucker because he's himself. So, but what
exactly.
we do is we try to get these young men to say, listen, as men, I'm going to put the weapons on the table. you take the information I give you and incorporate it, encode it. First, you decode it for your specifications to your fingerprint, because I'm nobody ever talks about that as well, that your fingerprint defines you as the only motherfucker on this planet. There's not one person on this planet like you. So if you are the only one of your kind, like I said before, why aren't you learning your own language? Why would you want to be somebody else, a pill or hypergamous and all that other goofy shit that they pushing on these young motherfuckers? Because when you get in front of a woman, it's going to be go time, and you can't be a number two in a woman's eyes, man.
That's real. See, monkey do shit, man, because they feel like if you regurgitate a carbon copy 100% what somebody else is doing, they see that, they're going to try to do that. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it don't work, but here's the kicker. Women have met these guys before, and that's the problem. When you nervous and awkward and you're shy and shit and you can't even form a correct sentence, you can't even look a woman in the eye, all she does is go back in her past to elementary school of how these motherfuckers are and realize, man, the way you are outside the bedroom is the same way she's going to see you in the bedroom, meaning that you have no experience to make her toes curl mentally. See, everybody always trying to go for the wrong pussy. They always want to go for the one between her legs, but not the one between
the
ears.
Get the mind first. Get the mind.
Yes.
Get the mind.
Always.
Get that? Look, you got a mind. Instead of getting down them draws trying to dick her down, you got to use that dialogue to mentally massage and make that wet weather up in her cerebral cortex. That's the coochie that you got to tickle with the toy.
What did Frank tell Goldie in the beginning of the fact? The key to the world, woman's world is her mind.
Exactly.
And this has been going on before the internet. See, that's what I'm saying. See, that's where a lot of these young boys don't understand. It's always been the mind. It's always been the emotional reactions you can pull out of her. That's where she invests emotionally. It's just like, see, what people don't understand, peak game on this, because the motherfuckers, I mean, I'm lacing people today because I'm sure they never heard this shit. See, think about this. Think about dresses, purses, and shoes. The three objects that don't approach women, they don't feed women, they don't do anything but post the fuck up, and yet women have nothing but different kinds of dresses, different kind of purses, and tons of fucking shoes in their closet. Why?
But it's what because it does for their mind.
Right, because those three things take away her fucking insecurity. See, goes back to what I said before. See, some women will walk by the dress and look at it. Some will go into the store and see if there's one her size. Some will put it up against a window, and then some will go in the fitting room. But the dress doesn't have to force the woman to buy into it or whatever. It just posts up. She realizes that this thing can take away. Remember, they're very insecure. That's why they're always that's why when you go into the mall and you walk into Macy's or Dillard's, what do you walk into? You walk into nothing but dresses, purses, makeup, shoes. They got all the women's shit in the front because women are great consumers, but they price shop. And see, that's what guys understand. They're not going to mess with brand X motherfuckers. They're going to mess with motherfucking guys that can what? Take away their insecurities and make them feel like they're the only ones in the world when they talk to them.
Real talk, man. And you know what's crazy? You going back to what we was talking about, the red pill thing, because I remember I posted something. It was a couple weeks ago. But some cat, he was talking about you got to have, as you guys were always putting it, we had Lucario on the show. He broke it down, too. He was talking about the whole looks, money, and status shit. And he was basically saying, you got to have the looks, you got to have $1 million, you got to have the cars and all this stuff. I had a lot of them red pill niggas hit my line talking that. I'm like, man, it's going to takes more than that. I mean, you got, if you, what good is your money if you can't get in the head?
Well, here's the million-dollar question for those guys. How can your money, can your money text for you? Can your clothes approach for you? Can your car put flavor in her ear to make her pussy wet? See, this is, see, what a lot of guys do, and they lie to themselves. The truth of the matter is they really know what they are, but they're looking for an excuse to blame something else for the reason why they're not getting women. See, but see, that comes from mommy. See, a lot of these guys, there's no knock on a single mother, because I always tell guys, there's nothing wrong with single mothers if you don't make it about the kid. I always tell them that, but I'm going to go, we talk about that later, I guess. But what I'm saying is this, is that a lot of these guys still have the umbilical cord attached to mommy. And then what they'll do is they'll yank that cord out and they'll look for a man that resembles mommy. Because what does mommy always do? Mommy's always the victim. Mommy always blames. Mommy's always unaccountable. Mommy's always starting drama. And mommy and women, ladies, I have no problem. Women are supposed to be in groups sitting around gossiping because that's what emotional women do. But men should never be part of a group unless it's like football or basketball, you know, man shit. But other than that, man, nah, that's it.
Had to make sure T-Max was there. T-Max, you there? T-Max, you there? Yeah, I'm going to have him call back.
Okay.
But going on with the Game King documentary, man, I see your guys, you guys are doing well with that. How did you guys get that thing to formulate?
Man, that's all Lucario. Look, the thing about Lucario is that, you know, you see, American Pimp had a documentary with pimps, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think Lucario, because I can't really speak for Lucario, but I was under, I think he, there's never been a documentary with men. And what he did was he got with Eddie Fuse, and he got with Miles. He went with Bud. You know, he got with men to talk about men stuff. Where they, none of those guys were pills, plates, they wasn't hypergamy, it wasn't metal, it wasn't high value and all that silly shit. They were motherfucking men who were getting lots of pussy. And I think he just went around and interviewed us to talk game. I mean, straight game.
And another thing too, and we talked about this off the air, man. Like, how did you guys get Rosebud to fuck? Cause Rosebud don't really fuck with nobody.
No. See, the thing people understand about Bud don't fuck with fake. That's Bud. The thing about Bud is, you know, he's a pimp. You know what I mean? He called for a gigolo like me. He's Yoda. You know what I mean? He's the top of the food chain type shit, you know what I mean? And they recognize real and they recognize fake. And Bud doesn't fuck with fake. And that's the thing. That's, you never see Bud fucking with those pills. Do you see that shit? You never see him fuck with that metal and all that other shit. Because he called that shit out as fuckboy shit. He don't do this.
Okay.
Hold on, I think I got T-Max back. T-Max, you back on.
Hey, can you hear me? Yeah,
we got you, brother.
Okay, yeah. But what you said, man, is real. You know, like, you know, what you were saying about the pimps not, you know, about Rose not being on drugs and everything. You know, because you got to have a clear head. And that aspect, shout out to XXL a couple of years, you know, some years back when they first started, because they actually did a mini pimp interview with, like, Don Magic, Juan, Rosebud, and Rosebud had, like, 10 rules. And a lot of them I never forgot. Matter of fact, one of them was a pimp has to make sense out of nonsense. And another one was like, you know, when a hoe leaves, don't try to figure it out. You know, you know, but he really gave game, and watching American Pimp, I got it on video, man. I mean, but it's just great to just watch and just get the lessons from guys who really did it. You know, and you know, and I got a little cut off earlier, but what you said earlier too, man, that was really deep about what you said about which I, you know, me and King don't do at all. But certain things, like you said, when women get together in terms of how they talk, this and the other, that's typical. But like you said, that should never be a situation where a whole bunch of dudes get together and just gossiping about other dudes and what they do, this and the other. To me, that's like, that's,
or women,
like, no. Well, women, yeah, nobody. Dudes should never be in acts like that about how they can talk about people.
And I feel so bad for these young men because these women think more about a grain of sand on a beach than they think about them motherfuckers. Now, I'm not trying to be wrong, but if you think about real talk, they don't think about them motherfuckers like that. But the thing is, it's a lot of hypocrisy going on with these guys because they talking all this shit about women, but they still trying to fuck with them. See what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
right.
But it's like, how much power? Think about, see, this is, see, I always tell guys, a lot of women have more game on a pinky than the average regular guy. Think about
that
the power
true.
That a woman
that
has.
That is true.
Now, the man. Now let's start with Metal. Well, let's go back to the PUAs. The pickup artists were started off because I mean they did a little bit of the Elvis Presley thing, you know, going on the black side, grabbing some stuff. We don't want to get into all that, but I'm just saying that they created a jargon for women. Metal was created because of women being on your purpose. Women pills. Women, hypergamy, women. So how much power does a woman have where you also not only create a manosphere because of women, you created different levels of pills because of women? What? I'm saying, I'm not making this up. It's mind blown, brother. A woman. Real quick, they always talk about single mothers. I mean, let's talk about the single mothers real quick. They always talk about staying away from single mothers. But I bet you if they saw a Beyonce-type woman in the gym and she was giving them play and she told them that she was a single mother, how many of them motherfuckers you think going to be like, I don't date single mother. They ain't going to go for it because you know what? They want pussy so motherfucking back. They were willing to do anything to get it.
But you know, then to take it further, man, you know, these are a lot of dudes that were raised by single mothers, telling dudes to stay away from single mothers. And then also these are the same motherfuckers who are going to talk about how to be alpha males that were never raised by men. You know, the hypocrisy and the irony is just stunning and just ludicrous on all different levels. And you know, there's always a thing about as a man, you know, you gotta live.
Like they wrestlers out there, bitch, man.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And you know, being a man, you gotta go out and do what you gotta do for you. But it's some of that stuff that those guys talk, man, it's like it really, you know, especially from the Metcal guys, it really comes off to me as a lot of just borderline woman hatred. I'm like, and
yeah,
I can't get with that. I can't get with it.
Well, a lot of young men listen to this don't understand how cults work. A cult will set you up as us versus them. A cult is going to change your name to, you know, now you notice guys change their names to Metal Mike or Red Pill Ron or, you know, Randy, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Make you change your language. They talking about, they still using that pickup artist like opening, negs, day game, night game, all that goofy ass shit. They still using that today. And what the worst part is that, see, what they don't, especially for black men, a lot of black men don't understand, we all came under the boat. We went on top of the boat. When we came to the Americas, we were under the boat, and our ancestors went through hell, dogs, lynching, fire, water, you name it, to hold on to their name, to have a son to carry the name so he can have a son to carry the name, to for that motherfucker to sit there and say, oh, don't have kids, don't get married, stay away from women. You know, what are we doing today? We're just killing our lineage. We're killing our ancestry because of women?
It's just unbelievable to me. It's,
yeah, and I mean, they take that message way too far.
I bet you this, if I said this yesterday, if Megan Thee Stallion call up and be like, oh, take me, oh, I'm really going to do something with you, they're going to drop all that.
Oh, yeah. And she said, I'm a single mother with three kids. They wouldn't care. That, see, they see people nowadays, we're in this microwave society where everything's handed to you real fast. They want to be a part of something instead of being something. And that's the problem. That's why they're getting confused right now. But the problem is that 40 is around the corner of 50. And that's where they're going to have that midlife crisis shit, because they're missing their lives listening to these false prophets. See, people don't understand snake oil salesmen and false prophets. You know, to a lot of those red pill guys, I don't know what I'm talking about. Steve, you ain't got no game. Steve, you can't get women. Women, they think that I'm the enemy. And I'm only trying to free them motherfuckers mentally from that slave mentality that's holding them back from being great, man.
And do you think, too, that with this whole Renaissance, this red pill thing going on, does that make you guys' job harder in terms of leading the men to the right path?
Oh, bro, you know, hey, listen, I hate saying this. I hate saying this, but... And I say this, and y'all gonna chuckle, but I love those red pill guys. I love them. If I could give them a basket with a note with fruit to say thank you for being what you are, because see, what the guys don't know is when a woman meets a real man after dealing with them, they're like, oh my God, you're a breath of fresh air. They want to fuck us faster. They're so excited to be around somebody that stands on something and is willing to walk away, that they will fuck us faster just to keep us around. Because there's, see, men, I always say, men are out there like the unicorn smell, Smurfs, elves, and fucking Bigfoot. We're a dying breed. So when a woman meets a real man, they become excited because of the roller coaster ride that they're about to get with us. And the one thing they always do, regardless they married or dating them, don't judge me, but I'm just letting you know, they're always gonna be when you land in a bed naked with them, they always looking at their phone and be like, look at this motherfucker right here. See, this is why I'm sucking your dick, because look at this loser. Watch this. Let me call him on the phone. And I'm like, baby, don't call him on the phone. And they call him and dog these motherfuckers. Where you at? And why didn't you call me? And you said that you was gonna see me today, and all that. And these ladies. I'm sorry, ladies. I know y'all ladies right now saying, Steve, be quiet. Don't tell them. But man, these ladies are dogging these motherfuckers out. But they love us. So I love those guys for what they do. I love it.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, and we've all played a fool at one point or another, but the one thing about it, and we just say this, and I, in general, don't be that guy to basically be just a simp. Don't be that. Situations may not go the way you want, but women talk. They'll talk to their homegirls, or they talk to the niggas they fucking. And a lot of times, if your name come in, depending where your status is, it ain't good.
Well, yeah, but see, here's the thing. In a perfect world, you would be 1,000% right. But let's look at the average guy. gullible,
mm-hmm.
disillusioned, and naive. Think about
right.
this. A grown-ass man is playing with fucking pills from a movie that came out in 1999. So, what you're saying is right, but how can that hit a young man when he thinks of himself as a pill, a level, a color, a shape? They think of themselves as that. So how can they not listen to that information? What you said was right, but the problem is that it's going to be received wrong because the gullible, naive, and disillusioned individual today, man.
Yeah, and it also goes that the internet now raising these young men now versus strong foundational uncles and fathers and big brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the internet basically a wide gateway to reach youth.
Yeah.
So
anybody can say what they're saying, but there has to come a point for the individual to ask a question. Why? What is wrong with my name? Why do I have to change my name, change my language, and follow a colored pill to define who I am? But see, that's all on the individual. See, we all have the freedom of speech. People can say, matter of fact, after a while, I'm telling you, after a while, it's going to be suck a dick. I bet you. In probably 5 years from now, it's going to be, instead of no jerking off, it's going to be, you know what? You need to go suck a dick as a man. That's going to make you, and they're going to be like, well, is it going to be a green dick? Is it going to be a blue dick? Because they're going to change the pills to something else. They're always looking for the next best thing. See, you notice how they don't talk about metal as much, or SYSBM, or purpose, or hypergamy. Now, right now, the flavor of the month or the year right now are the pills. Eventually, that's going to go away, and they're going to find another excuse.
You really think it's... I'll tell you one thing, though, what Tank said some years ago, and I think that was kind of the prerequisite. That's kind of the unsettling prerequisite of it, what he, and we heard what Tank said, we were like, we all looked at each other like, no.
But if you think about what is the main thing those things, what do all those things have in common? They're making these boys asexual. They're making them asexual. They're making mm-hmm. them run away from women versus going towards them.
But you know, Steve, it's crazy because, and shout out to Aaron Magruder of the Boondocks, because that motherfucker was, oh God, you know where I'm going with this. Dude, my brothers. How far ahead of the game when with Gangstalicious, you know, when he did the second episode, Fashion, you know, with Homies Over Hoes. How far ahead of the game was Aaron Magruder with that, man? To see where
ahead
it was, man.
What's that, Lil Nas? What's that dude named? Lil Rap?
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, right. Again, head of the curve, because you know what? Men can see the future. And men can see the behaviors. As long as the behaviors are swaying towards being feminine, this is the result, man.
And that was 16 years ago, 16, 17 years ago, and he nailed it. I mean, we saw it, and we just thought it was, hilarious comedy. We didn't think 2 years later, this is actually what it was going to turn into.
Well, let's go back 40 years, though, because people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back 40 years. 40 years ago, around 1979, they came out with this thing called Scared Straight. And it was
mm-hmm.
a documentary
You're
about
right.
a bunch of knuckleheads that went to the prison, and the convicts scared them into doing the right thing. Well, what do you
mm-hmm.
think they're doing 40, go forward now? What do you think they're doing to these young men? They're scaring them. They're saying, look, if you meet a woman, she's going to take your money. Or check this one. Well, Dr. Dre or Jeff Bezos lost billions. Motherfucker, you living paycheck to paycheck. fuck you give a fuck about? You ain't gonna have Dr. Dre money. So, but they know how to take situations and scare them straight into saying that, see, this is what a woman's gonna do to you. Look what she did to Dre.
And you know what you say, Steve, is so true, because a lot of times, you know, like you said, how cults start, how terrorist organizations start, how, you know, when there's a dialogue, you know, how conspiracy theories start. Yes, I'm going to go there because King knows how much I am just against those hotel, you know, pseudo-intellectuals, anti, you know, but what they can come up with a narrative that fits something of their own insecurity and, let's just say it on air, outright stupid shitness, you know, all they got to do is just find somebody that identifies with it. And when you look at a lot of times at these individuals that subscribe to it, you know, for whatever it is, whether they're white supremacists, whether they are conspiracy theorists, whether they are cult members, usually these are all people that come from a similar thread of a walk of life, feel disillusioned, out of place, disenfranchised, disrespected, marginalized, and really just don't know their place in the world.
Pyramid screen appear. It's like Mary Kay or Amway. It's a great pyramid scheme, in which they love bomb these young men. You know, you need a sense of self. We understand you. We get you, and it's not your fault. Come with us. Hey, be your friend. Hey, leave your name at the door. Take on our name, and here's our language. You must learn our language and learn pills and learn this, and we're going to protect you, because you know what? The woman is the enemy. It's not your fault. And that's how they get them, because these young boys, they want to be part of a community. They like, again, that's that mommy shit. They want to be part of a community versus being a separate individual cleaning up. Oh, man.
And that's real.
Bringing up that bag talk, man, is I think that's also a form of defeatism, too. That's also giving people another excuse, because you can multitask. You can go ahead and get that girl and at the same time get to the money. Yeah, like it's just one way street.
See, here's the thing. The money, listen, they don't understand. I always tell people to watch Jennifer Lopez's The Hustle, or I think it's The Hustle or whatever. It shows game. See, but people don't understand, and that's the crazy thing I always tell people, give them history lessons. There was a time where there was no metal. There was a time where there was no pills and all that other stuff, where those pickup artists, they were called layers. And they had layers all over the world where guys got together and they would pass ways to manipulate and trick women into bed. And people didn't even know about that until August 8th, I think it was August 6th, 2007, when that shit went mainstream on VH1, where the pickup artists came. And when that day happened in 2007, that's what flipped everything. Because at that point, women were like, hold up, these motherfuckers are weird as fuck. I'm not fucking that motherfucker. Let's play. If you want to play games, let's play. And then all of a sudden, the hunter became the hunted. And then as the hunted, he started what? Oh, it's not fair. Women are not fair. Dating's not fair. And now they complaining right now and shit.
So, you know, I got to ask you, though, Steve. How did a movie, the 1999 Matrix, how did this red pill, how did that become a vernacular for where we're at now? How did that even play into it in terms of, because some half of these crazy ass conspiracies and these thought processes, I don't even know how the fuck it came in to begin with.
Well, cause if you remember what Morpheus did, Morpheus told Neo, you could take this red pill and see the world for what it is, right? Or
right.
take this blue pill and go back to your normal life. So what they're
right.
running off of, they're saying every guy is really taking, you take this red pill and you see women for what they are, and that's not the truth. That pill is deceiving them to what women are. Because
and that's making a generalization.
Right. Well, yeah, because here's the biggest question. How can you say all women are bad when you can't even approach a bitch? How can you say all single mothers when you ain't even talking to a bitch? If you dated every single mother in the world, you could make that generalization. But how can you make those generalizations? And most of these guys don't even talk to women.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And just in general, you know, it's just like when people have perceptions, whether about race or whatever, you know, you don't meet everybody of the same race. You know, that's like me saying all white people are bad, and they're not. It's like me saying all Hispanics are drug dealers, and they're not. You know, we're all different. And it's like all white people thinking black people are criminals, and we're not. You know, it's like, you know, you can't, you know, and a lot of times to me, and it's humorous on one level, but this is where, and we've had a serious conversation, this is great, you know, but it brings, you know, where it's humorous on one level, it becomes fucking dangerous, because then you have people that really go overboard with it, and then we have the misogyny, you know, the sexual violence, you know, the hate, the chauvinism, everything that becomes anti-love, you know, anti-compassion, anti-caring, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling player, but yeah, you got to be firm with yourself. But no, don't hate somebody. No.
Well, and women are on edge today. I could pull up several articles where just turning a guy down, a woman has gotten beaten up, harassed, or even shot for saying no. And see, it's gotten to a point again. See, it's out of order because I understand women are supposed to be emotional. They can turn on Lifetime Channel and cry, drink their wine, read a book, and pet their cat or whatever the fuck they do. They can do their woman stuff. But we're out of order right now because men are becoming the women today. And these women are starting to buck up and be more like men today. And this is nature is like flipping right now because these young men are not here's the question. Would you want to go down the current where you can blame everybody and feel good about yourself knowing that you don't do shit, knowing you're the problem, or do you look in the mirror and have to put work in and bust your ass and get knocked down and get beat up and get scratched up? But after all that shit done, you're going to start winning. But who wants to go through this, the toughness? See, a lot of these guys don't want to go through that shit, fellas. They want to run from that shit.
That's like going out there into the field and don't want to take no hits but want a championship.
Yeah, right. They want the chip. Yeah.
Like, yeah. They want to get the ring, you know. They want the ring, but they don't want to see the sacrifice. Just like, for example, what we've seen with Kobe, God rest his soul. You saw the sacrifice that he made to become great.
Well, it's just like Michael Jordan. Like, you know, I mean, because I ain't fucking with LeBron because he flopped too much. He ain't a man to me. But you know, you look at Michael Jordan, and everybody sees him floating in the air, making amazing shots and all that other stuff. But the thing that people don't know, they don't know about the Michael Jordan where everybody's sleeping. He out there in the cold, shooting the ball, dribbling, doing all the things we don't see that make him great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think what it is, though, I think what happens with a lot of people is that they compare their lives to highlight reels. They don't see the sacrifice.
Real, King. That's real. That is real. You know, everybody sees the finished product, but they don't understand the process that it takes to produce. A lot of times people want to cheat the work. I'm like, no, the work is what gives you the wisdom to produce in the process. You know, that's called trial and error. You know, but you don't start at the top. You got to grow. And, you know, your mistakes are what fertilizes, you know, you to learn, and it's the foundation. You know, not everybody's going to be perfect because none of us are perfect. But I would tell anybody, you're a fool to think that you can just start at the top and you're just going to, by some of your, some thought of your own meritocracy of yourself, that you're just entitled. No. No, you just, it don't work like that.
I would never tell a man you'll be perfect. I'm just trying to be me. I'm only trying to be perfect to me. I will fail. I will mess up. I will stumble. I will get rejected. But I just don't give a fuck because I'm going to push on. Look, people don't understand. I'm harder on myself when I win versus when I lose, because a woman saying no to me, that ain't nothing. But when I get the woman, I'm harder on myself because I felt like I could have done better. Instead of getting her in 5 moves, why didn't I get her in 3 moves? See what I'm saying? I'm harder on myself because I don't accept success because I don't be complacent. Whenever I get a woman, I go back to the film and look that shit over at the end of the night in my film room, I'm hard on myself because I could have done better.
Right.
But motherfuckers don't think that way.
Yeah, niggas have that, what I would call, I'm pretty sure y'all both fell a ball, when they have that whole Nick Anderson syndrome. You know, he was one of the nicest shooting guards, but yeah, he let that one moment where he missed those free throws, he missed his whole career, man. His whole mindset was checked out. That's how a lot of these dudes be here when they get projected.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah, man. I guess another question we got, Steve, in terms of the whole trick philosophy where niggas start blowing the bag, you know, and it's like they think that that's the way to get women's attention. I guess there's a certain level of stunt that's always been intrinsic in the game because everybody, you know, dudes want to look, you know, presentable to the woman. This is just me. I always joke with my friends and myself. I may have paid for pussy indirectly, but I have never paid in terms of what she propositioned. To me, I was just never going to do that. Never.
See,
tricking if
see,
you got it.
Yeah, but it's not even, okay, people got tricking all wrong. See, tricking is when you put money in the fucking. If I'm taking you somewhere to get pussy, that's what tricking is. See, when I go out, because I only take, you know, if you listen to my shows, I either take them to Lake, spread your ass cheeks, we feed the ducks and shit. I take them for ice cream and tea on the corner of your face and the pillow, your ass up in the air, you know, type place like that. So if you are lucky enough to go out with me, you see, that's it. If you're lucky enough, I'm not tricking because I'm not taking you out to fuck you. I'm taking you out to show you why you should suck my dick. Sorry, ladies. I'm talking to the guys now. But I'm not tricking money off because I'm never doing it for the purposes of pussy. That's when tricking is tricking. Listen. There's nothing wrong with taking. See, here's the thing, Pete. See, a lot of these young men are never taught real game. They don't understand worshiping and tricking. See, anything that you put above yourself, you are going to be a trick to, or you're going to be worshiping. Now, if you're spiritual, you put your God in front of you, so you're going to worship him, right? But if you put a woman above you, anything you do is tricking. When you send her that message, you're tricking, because everything you're doing is for something no bigger than the size of a motherfucking quarter. Now, some women are 50, but no bigger than the size of a quarter, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's a key. It's a key denominator when you try to make that situation your worship philosophy. They can start getting depressed.
Yeah.
They whole mood change off of because a chick don't return their message on time, and they just be all kinds of all right goofy. Like, they mood just change. Like, yo, she ain't even respond to my message at certain certain.
Well, but here's the question. Why should she? Because she saw that message and realized you a brand X motherfucker. See, guys got to understand that, look, if you don't have experience with women, all you're going to do is make it about the pussy. And once you make it about the pussy, she can sniff that shit out, and then you become game. She gonna start gaming you because, like you said, big dog, when they in their emotions, see what I'm saying? They all out of sorts because a woman didn't reply back. Get the fuck out of here.
And I've seen shit where niggas lose their shit behind it, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, I've been rejected, but
I've literally seen a nigga one time. This happened when I was we was chilling. Dude went ahead, texted his girl back. His girl ain't texted back, but yet he seen her in the story, like posting stories and everything. This nigga literally threw the phone down and elbowed it on some Ric Flair shit.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, but see the what the woman saw in him was that if she did give him the pussy, he only gonna do what they do at high school, kiss her neck a few times, kiss her nipples, spit on her pussy, fuck for 3 minutes, nut and roll the fuck over. So why would she want that? And see, that's what guys don't understand. Women want to explore their sexuality. They want motherfuckers that know how to pull their hair, smack their ass, tell them to shut the fuck up and take this dick. They don't want that. Well, is it okay if I can I get your number, please? So I can kiss your ass and beg you? Man, they don't want that shit.
What they say, treat them like a lady in public and smut them out in the bedroom.
Well, you don't even treat them like a lady. You treat them how you expect them to treat you. See, that's game right there. I'm going to treat you what I did. I'm going to treat you how I expect to be treated. But don't take my kindness for weakness. And she's going to, because she's going to want to know. And I call it fool's gold. That's what I learned at 9 years old, fool's gold. Either they're always going to bite the gold to see if I'm real or if I'm fake, and they're going to test me. And she has every right to test me. But once she tests me, that's when I yank that motherfucking chain and let her know, you do that shit again and I'm gone. Do you understand? No. Do you understand me? And then we move the fuck on. See, that's game right there, man.
You know, and I got to tell this story. I got to tell this story one time because I had to check a bitch behind this one time because she had to do. So she sends me a picture of some shit that she's going to wear for her boyfriend. And I was aghast. I'm being facetious, but I'm serious at the same time with the language. I was just aghast. So I called her about this. And I'm being humorous, too, but I'm serious. But I called her, and I'm like, what was that? And she was like, well, you know, I just thought you might. I'm like, whatever you and your man do, that is between y'all. I'm like, don't you ever in your fucking life do some shit like that again. I'm like, if you ever send me some shit that is not meant for me, we will never talk again in life. I'm like, do you understand this? I'm like, don't ever do that again.
See, here's the thing with me. I don't, listen, I have no problem her. Listen, I have no problem her. Sending me an outfit for the date that she going on, because after a while she gonna bring me the food, fuck me anyway. So I'm good. You want to wear that red? Hey, why don't you wear that black dress when you go to Shea Farm Sweat? Because I'm never taking you there. Yeah. So if you want to go out with a sucker, go ahead. Don't ever ask me to take you to a restaurant, because I ain't going to do it, because you ain't worth my time for me to take you to. I would take you two motherfuckers to an expensive restaurant before I take a woman out, number one. You know what I mean? So, look, if you want to go with that sucker, go ahead. But look, call me in the middle of that. I'm going to let you know my order. I want that ribeye, bone-in ribeye. I want that lobster macaroni. Shit, I'm serious. And guess what? And you going to bring your ass over here and cook that shit. Then you going to suck my dick, and you might get some dick after that. But, man, nah, I'm cool with that shit. Cause, I'm never threatened by a woman. And sometimes a woman is going to see or try to throw others in my face. Now, there's a difference in if she's trying to throw a motherfucker in my face and disrespect
right,
me.
Right.
But that's
right.
Where you're coming from. You call it a disrespect. So as a man, I can only say, cool, what you did, because you saw it as disrespect. Now, if she
right.
disrespects me, we're going to have that powwow. But if she going out to a nice, hey, if she going out to a nice five-star restaurant with the maitre d' and the valet parking, man, I'm going to get my pom-poms. I'm all for that shit. I'm not taking you out there. I'm not taking your ass. I'm serious. I want to laugh, too. I'm not taking you out. But guess what? You bring your ass home and get on this dick afterwards. After you hug him, you can hug him and tell him he's a great guy and you look forward to seeing him next week, and bring your ass to my crib like they always do, dog.
Yeah, and that was a man, leave it up to you just to put a hilarious spin on it, you know. you know, I mean,
we'll tell y'all this though, man.
That was,
what Steve said reminded me of this line here that Pac said. That was one of that stuck to me. He said, "If your game ain't straight, your bitch lay with me. And if you after that, she'll probably fuck the next nigga too. Do I give a fuck who's number two? Long as I get mine."
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and go on that steak dinner.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, hey, baby, when you go, please smile. Please smile and give him a hug. I don't want a hug. Bitch, give that motherfucker a hug so I can go ahead and eat. I'm kind of curious about the steaks over there anyway. I'd like to have an $80 rib and steak, so get your ass in there. You can take one or two bites. Get the doggy bag, bring that shit over, and we good. I'm fine with it. And you know, she said, "You're such an asshole." I know. Because the day you call me nice, kind, sweet, loving, caring, thoughtful, man, you might as well shoot me the back of my Badoo Blah Blah Gop. I'm dead at that point. Fuck that.
Oh, Lord. But that's real,
though. So what's wild,
though,
man, is that with way dynamics have changed, and a lot of people are saying that social media is with the cause of it. Do you think social media played a heavy role in how the games have changed?
No. Well, you see, social media has always played a role to the blind, okay? Even before the internet, let's give you an example. Somebody shoots a school up on Mars. By the time it hits the news, before it was the internet, they make you stay at home, and you ain't like, what the fuck you got to do with me? Well, what they've done is they're twinging on the fears of people. So what social
right.
media is doing on one hand is they're saying that they're saying, well, if A does it to B, then A is going to do it to C, and that's bullshit. That's that red pill theory. If she does it to me, she's going to do it to you. Bullshit. Because here's the kill of that shit. If I'm at a club and one of you guys walk up to a woman, let me flip it. Y'all see me at a club. You see a bad bitch at the bar. Sorry, ladies. I don't mean to call them bitches. But I get around these guys, man. They get me all fired up and shit. But if we had a club and you
right,
see a
right.
woman, a nice young lady, you see her and you see me walk over there and she throw water in my face and smack me in my face, would you go
right.
talk to her? Would you go talk to her? Yes or no?
We'd have hesitation.
Right. But guess what? Your hesitation is on the perception of an end result in which you didn't even know the first domino. You wasn't there
right,
when I said, "Hey, baby,
falling.
Why don't you come over my house so you suck my dick and shit?" You know, say some crazy shit to her where she got offended. She threw the water in my face and smacked me. But see, just because she did that shit to you, that means she's gonna smack my ass. Cause I know how to talk to women. I know how to approach a woman without sounding desperate, needy, or thirsty. And guess what? Even with the game I have, I get turned down. That's part of it. You're going to lose. I don't mean lose. I learn. Because we don't win, lose, draw. We win, learn, and draw. So I learn from the experiences, but I don't lose because she's got
right.
every right not to be interested in me. She's got every
right.
right. And I got every right not to give a fuck.
You know, it's funny, man, because sometimes... Oh, go ahead, King. Go ahead.
Yeah, and people don't understand. That's the main portion of the game. Everybody.
You know, it's crazy, man, because also, too, when we go back earlier about how women are emotionally can be intrigued, a chick I've known for some years, and I never really tried
and
to
I
get, you
know,
really she's very attractive, but I never really tried to step to her, you know, and, you know, it's wild because I happened to be at a club one time. I was hanging out with my homie for his birthday, so we just went to another club from the club we were at, and I just happened to see her there. So, like I said, we've known each other some years. So, you know, the club closed down. You know, I'm walking back to a car. And next thing I know, this chick done laid a big-ass kiss on me, and I wasn't expecting it. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? So, to make a long story short, she always was intrigued because when she would see me, I was just quiet. She was always used to men acting crazy, falling all over her, buying her drinks, this, that, and the other. But they never really talked to her like a person, and I was just unbothered. Like, I was respectful towards her, but I just talked to her like regular, and then somehow I just triggered an attraction in her, and I didn't even do anything. I wasn't even trying to do anything. It just happened.
Well, fam, yeah. Well, check, keep game on this. I had a client one time. He called me. He was mad. He was mad because the girl that he wanted to spend time with, she was on her period. So he's like, man, fuck her, man. I ain't going. I say, whoa, bruh. Trust me. You go over there. You bring ask her if she got a little hot heating pad. She cramping. You go sit on that couch and just rub her feet and just talk to her. But why am I going to? I said, brother, just trust me. It might not look. This is long because I'm always talking guys about the long game. We ain't. Listen,
exactly.
If something happens, it happens. I'm trying to get you the long game. So he didn't see it, but what happened was he followed on construction. He went over there. He was pouting a little bit. He went over there. He talked to her. He knew she was cramping, not feeling good and all that shit, and he rubbed her feet like I told her. Now, see, the average red pill guy said, man, that's some sucking shit. I ain't going to do that, right? So after he was done, I always tell him, when everything is going good, you go ahead and excuse yourself and leave. Now, as he was walking to the door, guys, and he opened the door, she put her hand on the door and closed the door, turned that motherfucker around, unbuckled his pants, and sucked his dick until he nutted in her mouth. And the reason she did that is, again, she's never met a guy that ain't making it about the pussy. See, she threw the test on him. She was saying, look, I know you want pussy, but because I'm going to throw this, I'm on my period to see if you want me for me or do you just want to fuck me? And what happened was she noticed that he didn't make it about the pussy. Then she made it about the dick. And he was, oh, my God. I said, yeah, man. Just next time, take your dick and smack on the forehead when you get done. But other than that, good job.
But what you said, Steve, in terms of the long game, sniper aim with the range, that's real. That's real. You don't always use the short shot. Think about the long range in terms of how it works for you in the long term. And a lot of dudes don't be thinking about that. You know, they shorter than midgets in terms of how they're trying to play it. Yeah, you know, strategize.
Oh, you got it, man. My number one thing, the long game, is I'm looking for the invite. When I was 9 years old, is what this game I game with. It's just like the vampire in the vampire movies. The only way a vampire can enter the house is he's got to be invited in, right? So my long game is that I'm going to position myself to make her so excited emotionally about me that she's going to invite me in to the pussy between her ears. She's going to invite me into her world, into her mind. And once I get that invite, I work from within at that point. Once you invite me in, because at that point, she knows that I'm not going to judge her like them red pill motherfuckers. I'm not going to put her shit on the street like them motherfuckers do. See, motherfuckers don't understand that in order to get these women today, You got to, all you little motherfuckers listen to me right now, you better get all that red pill shit off your page. All that red pill single motherfuck women shit. I'm telling you, this is what they don't understand. Women have a sisterhood. I don't know why, they just do. Don't make the rules up, don't give a fuck. But when she meets you online, she gonna go back and look at all your fucking posts that you say, and you say one fucked up thing about a single mother, a woman, something red pill, they ain't gonna fuck with you, because they know at that point you're a judgmental motherfucker, and women don't fuck with judgmental people, man.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Gotta watch what you post, man, because it's a reflect. Basically, what you post is a reflection of what your personality is in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And that's true. You know, and that's something that I think a lot of individuals, you know, because we all go through things, we're going to have our ups and downs. But I've always said that you should always think through things before you put it out there. You know, whether relationships, your personal business, whatever. But a lot of dudes be like, just be angry. And I'm like, you know, and they put stuff out about women. I'm like, damn, dude. I'm like, why? I'm like, that's really between you and her. That's not like a personal problem to me. I'm like, we don't need to know all of this.
And yet, but brother,
think, people. Yeah, but peep game on this. Peep more game. When is he? All these angry young men. When is the last? See, and they've never heard this before. They never heard this. What I'm about to say, mostly motherfuckers. When's the last time they rehearsed their crib? When's the last time, instead of all that online and bitching about women, when's the last time that you stepped out your door and opened it and started rehearsing your house? To how the lighting should be set up, how the music should flow, how your crib should be set up for when the bitch comes. Oh, sorry, Lacey, I get around these guys. How you, when you ladies come over, when ladies come over. No, I get around y'all motherfuckers. We spend all this game, you know how it is. But, you know,
right,
these guys don't even do that. They don't rehearse. They don't rehearse. When they, even when they take a woman out, okay, they don't even, like, I'll give you an example. I had a guy, that wanted to take a woman to wine. You want to take it to a wine place. I said, okay. I said, look here, motherfucker, before you do that, we got to rehearse the rhyme. He said, what do you mean rehearse? Why do you do that? I said, look, what you need to do is go to a nice establishment that serves wine, and they have jazz music, a live jazz music band, and they have what is called a cheese board. And what you got to do is rehearse. You got to walk in there. You got to understand the menu. You got to know where the intimate area is. You got to get cool with the board, the jazz band. You got to get cool with the waiters. And then when you do all that shit on the front end, see the difference between a guy saying, hey, baby, let's go out to have wine versus a man saying, I know this spot on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth, where I'm going to take you. Where guess what? The music is nice. It's a nice, intimate setting. They've got a nice cheese board to go with this wine here. When you break that shit down, you're showing the woman that you are experienced in the game versus saying, let's go out to eat. Let's go out and hang out sometime. Let's go do this and all that goofy shit. They don't rehearse, bro.
And you know what's cool, too, man, is when you talk about being yourself and you know, never compromise. Let's see. One thing I've seen other people do is that they try to transform themselves into lightning. Like, if you like X-Men, nigga, watch X-Men. Why the fuck you couldn't even watch Love and Hip Hop? Because she tell you, you think that's what she wants you to buy.
Brother, let me tell you something. Look, motherfuckers know me well enough. They know, look, I love Dallas Cowboys shit. I'm a Trekkie, and I love Star Wars. So anything or white, solid white Nikes, I love those. And they already know what I love. And all I got to do is post it on Facebook or Instagram. And I have two of those things or three of those things coming to my doorstep. You want to know why? Because they're there to serve me. They want to please me. I don't ask for the shit. They want to do it because they know they got one foot out the door, and that's game right there. Most of these guys don't even think about every woman you with should always have one foot out the door. no matter how long you've been with her, she should never feel safe or comfortable. Because the moment she gets safe and she feels comfortable, that's when she's going to start slacking the fuck off. And I always want her on her toes knowing that you can always be replaced. And that's how it works, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never want to operate in a scarcity mindset. That's what kills a lot of people. But they operate
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I don't know what to do if she leave, or my world going to fall apart
Shit.
If she leave.
Shit. I worry more about my dog fucking dying than that shit. Sorry, ladies. I'm saying, ladies, my Cowboys lose. I'm in more pain than you leaving me. I'm sorry, ladies. Y'all just ain't that special. I'm just sorry. I'm just being real. I just, if you go, bye. Matter of fact, what these young men don't know, we try to get rid of them. We try to get rid of them, man. And they don't even know about that shit.
They just trying to get on the court first.
Man, dude, they're trying to get in the stadium. They trying to get into the stadium parking lot. They can't even get through the doors, man. They just trying to park in the $20 parking and shit.
Man, I mean, but everything you said is real, man.
That abundance mindset is the key to your sanity, because a lot of dudes, it's like when you insecure, you cannot handle a woman when she operates her female nature, because you gonna act like her. Like, as soon as she don't return a call or so she don't come a certain time, niggas be losing their mind. You got to be comfortable in your skin first.
But
yeah.
this is what I don't understand. Now, they don't worry about a seal getting eaten by a shark. They don't worry about a snake getting eaten by a motherfucking mouse somewhere in Brazil right now. They don't give a fuck about a hawk swooping in and grabbing some damn fish. Then why the fuck? What is so special about these women that they feel some kind of way? I just want to know, what is it? What is so special about them?
A lot of times, and I've noticed this too, for a lot of dudes, it's a validation in terms of the thrill of the chase, because a lot of dudes have a very, there's nothing wrong with having confidence in yourself, but there's also a difference between having arrogance in terms of everything is supposed to go your way, or that you predicate your self-confidence off of variables that are not within your control, because there's going to be shit that happens in your life that you can't change or control. But when a lot of dudes get into it with a lot of these women and things don't go the way they want, they look at that as an affront to their own person, their own sense of self-importance. And when they think she doesn't act the way that they think she should act with them, you know, that's when all those emotions come out. And I would tell them, I'm like, listen, niggas get this. You know, like you said, women have a right to like what they like, and they have a right to turn you down. And if she don't like what you're saying or whatever, or how you acting, she has a right to say no. But dudes feel like, well, because I'm me, she ought to. I'm like, nah, there's only a very few men out there that really have that type of stroke where they elicit that type of response. A lot of niggas don't have that. They like to think that they do. But then they get in their emotions when she just don't, in their eyes, act accordingly.
Well, the thirst kills them. They don't understand that as soon as you say hi or open it, she know you want to fuck. That's like me going to Baskin Robbins ice cream parlor, walking in that motherfucker, looking at those guys, say, "Hey guys, you sell ice cream?" It's the same thing. She knows that you want. She knows
like
you want to smash. No, it's the truth. So now that we got that out the way, then let the games begin. But when you make it about smashing, that's the problem. When everything you're trying to do is making it about smashing, that's where they go wrong. Because, see, a motherfucker getting pussy will never make it about the pussy. It's about what can she do for me. It's not the pussy comes. The pussy comes with everything. You know what I mean? So
that's
why am I not trying? Right, that comes with it. So I'm not trying to go after that. I'm trying to see, out of all these other women, where can I put you at on my squad? I mean, can I put you in a – you got to come to the practice squad first before you get on the roster. So I got to see if you can catch a pass. Can you punt, kick, throw? What can you do, run, block? What is your specialty to get on my roster? That's what gets you the pussy. But these guys want to be on their roster. How can I kiss your ass to do what you want so I can get a sniff of pussy?
You know what's wild?
That's real.
I'm thinking also the shift of the roles within Hollywood and change the way. I remember back then we had so many player movies. Remember like How to Be a Player, In Line Team Love and Hate,
Boomerang.
And somewhere down the line, you don't even see those no more.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Hollywood. Hollywood is smart enough. See, we don't see those movies anymore, but what they do is they nestle in the asshole. And all, like, if you look at Martin, Beverly Hills 90210, or any of these shows, they always had an asshole in the show. It was always, even though it was all nice guys and cupcake motherfuckers in there, there was always an asshole in the show.
Like on 90210 when you had Dylan.
Dylan was the asshole, yeah. Meryl's place was Jake. They were always assholes. So they portray them, just they show them here and there as womenizers, but they don't put the spotlight on them because they're trying to sell to the female consumer. Everything is about selling to women. But now what they're trying to do is sell to dudes now by, it's snowing and shit. You with the family, and then you take the motherfucking bitch outside. I mean, the lady. See, goddamn it. You take the lady outside, and every kiss begins with K. There's nothing like the sparkling diamond ring. And then she get a dude a kiss on the cheek and shit when he give her that ring. She better get on her goddamn knees and start sucking his dick out there. What the fuck you mean? That bullshit. So they just get caught on that shit, man.
It's the romanticism because, you know, and when you're looking at certain demographics and then playing on those demographics with the emotions that go with it with being women, you know, you can sell that fantasy. That's how they're going to market it. Because a lot of times, you know, that's really what it is. Women fall in love with a lot of times the idea of what things can be, you know, and that's where
right.
Go ahead.
They fall in love with that, but they also see. Like I always tell guys, you'll learn. Even your mother, who had you in her stomach, is gonna lie to you about women. The only woman you think you trust in the world, gonna lie in your motherfucking face. I always tell guys, take the test. Call your mom up, tell her you love her, and say, Mom, I want to take this girl out. What should I do? And the first thing she's gonna say is, oh, buy her some flowers or take her to a fancy restaurant and open the door and do all that bullshit, right? And then you ask her, well, can you tell me about my dad? He was an asshole. He was a jerk. He never listened. But wait a second. If dad was all those bad things, why'd you fuck him? You see what I mean? But see, motherfuckers won't ask their mom that question because they don't want to know the truth. Even their mom is going to lead them astray when it comes to this game.
Because she's coming from, you know, because a lot of times even with a mother, and this is not to disrespect the mothers out there, she's a woman first. So she's going to come from a woman's sensibility of what she wants. It may not necessarily be the accurate as it applies to a situation and that capacity for you individually. It's just a generalization in terms of her being a woman, her nature, how her preference is and what she's going to lean on from that nature. And that's how that comes. And you can't fault nature.
Exactly.
That's just what it is.
That's where a lot of that bitterness comes from with men and female nature, because they start to kind of see it for what it is. and excuses them, and it makes them be like, oh, we're justified to be a MGTOW. Because even when I looked at some of the comments on the Sex Life joint, he had comments saying, oh, we're justified to be a MGTOW. Now, this is the reason why. This is why I don't want to get married.
Yeah, but yeah, you want some pussy, but that same motherfucker is cupcaking some motherfucker bitch somewhere. That's what's crazy about these guys. They want to talk so much shit on the front end, but they still trying to get some pussy on the back end. So all that shit. See, the thing is, it shouldn't be. This is why I want to be MGTOW. This is why I should be a man, because as a man, the pussy's gonna be yours. Even if she married, she'll still give you the pussy because of the rolling. Look, if you want to be a merry-go-round in a library, go right ahead. Eventually, she's going to look for my roller coaster ass. You got a choice. Either you're going to be that good guy, well, you know, honey, it's Tuesday, and is it okay if we have relations type motherfucker? Or you going to be that motherfucker where she's letting you know. See, the thing is, these guys have never even heard of this. They don't know women love dick more than we do. I mean, dick. We love more sex. I mean, they love dick more. They love sex more than we do. Not dick, but they love sex more than we do. And they are nasty, filthy, freaky-ass motherfuckers. And they're mad because they're not being that way to them. That's why they mad.
Yeah, and the one thing about it, Steve, you know, and King, the one thing I've learned, you know, because as many, you know, burnouts as I've had, I've had some bombings in a good way. And the thing is, once you touch her mind at a certain level, and you got her in that place, boy, the stuff that she will drop on your ass is something atomic. When she's ready, when she wants to do it, boy, you just gotta, you know, the thing is, she is. Like you said earlier, women don't want to feel like in their judge. And when a woman feels like she can be her goofiest, her freakiest, her most intelligent, you know, whatever. When she feels that comfort zone with you where she can just let everything go with her hair down and she feels like she's safe and that she won't be judged for that, she let those vulnerabilities out and you won't take advantage, man, that woman, oh, God, the things that she will do to you. When she feels that open, I'll be telling dudes, get her in that place.
Yeah,
those floodgates will open up. You know, that wet will be gushy more than wetter than Niagara Falls in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys don't understand there's two different kinds of sex out there. There's the one where you beg for it. There's the one where they want to fuck you. And when you begging for it, they just gonna lay on their back and be like, damn, I wonder if Victor's going to see Jack today on the Young and Restless and shit. Man, I got to go get me a salad at the thing. Then she's going to be like, ooh, yeah, baby. Ooh, it's yours, Then she'll flip around and be like, damn, you know what? I need to go see my hairdresser tomorrow because I need to. You know, they ain't thinking about that shit. But when she want to fuck you, oh, man, it's like monkey sex. It's like they throwing you around, ripping your clothes off. They trying to unbuckle your pants like the potent or the antidote is in your dick. They just trying to buckle that shit, man.
Yeah. I mean, but once you strike them in that place mentally, they ready with it. You won't even have to ask for it. They just gonna be like.
Email messages, pictures, photos, naked pictures. I miss you. I want to fuck you. Can I see you? I miss the dick. You want this? You miss the pussy's missing you. I mean, these guys never imagine a world where women talk like fucking sailors, just nasty, like so nasty. And sometimes you be like, God damn, girl, that's pretty fucking nasty.
But guess what? I like it.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, man, I mean, it's just about how you get them in that place psychologically. And it takes time. I'll tell anybody, you know, there's certain situations where you just have to know. I think from my experience, all I can say speaking for me is that I'm just myself. And she's either going to like it or she isn't.
I ain't mean to cut you off. ain't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I just want to say this because what I think needs to happen, and I think one way to get things back in order is that guys going to have to really show and prove so that way, because everybody has the ego when they
have the ego.
Their way works, and their way works only. And that pride don't want that help. That's what's good about Steve's show is that he's had guys call the show, and he make them get on the phone and talk to that chick.
Oh, yeah, nobody do that shit like I do, though.
He be making these niggas get on
the
phone.
You won't be about the game. Well, I'm saying they just don't. They're not being held accountable, man. They just don't see it. But the only way they're going to start, they got to put them toys down. Put them fucking pills down and man the fuck up.
Yeah. And I think what you said is it just so resonates, man, because it's like the problem is with a lot of times with that whole philosophy is that it takes away this. It's ironic. Their thing is a red pill. It's supposed to be reality. But I'm like, these dudes basically wallow in something that isn't reality. You know, generalizations. Chauvinism, we don't need women. No, that's not realistic. No, God says, you know, be fruitful and multiply. Get with get with that woman and, you know, y'all have a happy life together and have kids. You know, not all that stuff. I mean, you know, and it's, yeah. And but the thing is, that's an excuse for them not to, like you said, man up and just be like, look, this is what I have to do to get what I want.
Well, here's the thing. They say they don't need women, but why are they making everything about women? That's what I'm saying. They'll make them say,
right.
They say they don't need women, but all this shit they are doing is about mother. Matt, they better off doing shit about snails and fucking unicorns or something than women. I mean, my God. Hey, I mean, you might as well make a unicorn blood pills and shit. You know, talk about snails. I mean, they just are so fucking bitter. But again, people got to realize, and this is the truth, that I hate to drop this bomb on these guys. Everybody can't be a man. Everybody can't win in this motherfucking game. You are what you are, and you just got to accept that, you know what? You ain't going to win. Your job, this is their job in a nutshell. Their job is to go to the tackle box store, go to one of those fucking redneck stores and shit. They need to go buy the deer spray. They need to buy the gear. They need to buy the gun, the bullets, the pelt. They even got to buy that thing that they tie up into the tree. And they got to climb up in that motherfucking tree and stay in that bitch for about 2 days until they see a deer. They shoot the motherfucking deer. They skin the deer. They put that motherfucker on the car, drive it all the way home. They cut the deer up in pieces and put it in the refrigerator. They grab a piece of veal. They put it on a fucking plate and fry it up, put some potatoes and all that shit. Put everything on a plate and let me eat. That's their job. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it don't get no real than that, man. I mean, you know, and that's the role. You got to be the hunter. But the thing is, know how to hunt correctly.
Correct.
And
you know, and I think that's where a lot of times.
Show and everything, man. I mean, first of all, I got to applaud you for the dedication that you do, man, because it takes, you know, because your shows be like running for 3 to 4 hour stretches, man. I salute the dedication. Like, you and Lucario, you guys on it every day. Like, Soon as I'm done with the interview, I take a couple days off because, man, especially with dealing with this music industry and these personalities. But you guys, man,
yeah.
I got to salute y'all. Man.
Well, you see, the thing about game, it's always flowing through you. You'll never see me do a show talking bad about women. You'll never see me doing a show complaining. All I'm going to be doing is giving men ways to find themselves. That's what I'm trying to get them to do, is to see their
value.
That's
real.
That's it.
That's real.
That's all I do.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I think everybody should know their worth. You know.
They don't, though.
That's what helps us to find out. Yeah, and that's the problem. When you don't know your worth, it's hard to find your purpose. I tell men and women, you have to know who you are as an individual. Be honest with who you are. and be the very best that you can be, and don't rely on somebody else's validation. You know, you do what you got to do for you, and you know, set standards, men and women, set standards for what you want.
And what you guys doing too is y'all setting a great example, because this is an ego-driven game when it comes to YouTube and views and
all
of that.
Yeah, it is.
You guys working together, and therefore y'all forming like Voltron, and it's really getting hard for the squares to get they sense out.
Well, it's not only about the views, but I'm living the perfect life. I'm living the perfect life. I have no problems in my relationships. I have kids that are honor roll students that are going to be in the medical field.
The good dad gang, yeah.
And 99, I started out in an apartment, and then we had an apartment, and then we rented a house, then we leased a house, then we built a house. And now, in the next few weeks, within this week or two, I'm going to be a landowner of 4 acres of land, nigga. So, I mean, but I'm saying that, I'm not saying that to throw it in everybody's face, but I'm saying that this is how man is. You'll never see a show where I'm complaining. I'm not saying I'm living the best life, like everyone can't live like I am. I'm just saying that when you make it about the game, you can have all these things, because I kill all that. If marriages are so bad, then why am I 21 years in with no problems, no arguments, no fights, no drama? You see what I'm saying? Kids, think I don't have issues, but you got to be a man to play this game, though.
Yeah.
And I mentioned when we talked about earlier, you already said foundation, and you already set the rules on how to get in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Set the rules on myself first.
Because a lot of niggas, they get in the game and they come in with the, I'm going to figure out, I'm going to go with the flow type mentality. Then they start finding out that it ain't what it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, but who's slow though? They see when you go with someone else's flow and you ain't the fucking current, then that's the problem.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of times you got to dictate the pace, because you know what works for you. Don't rely
all
on
day.
Somebody else. Don't rely on somebody else's. Don't rely on somebody else. When you're running a marathon, don't rely on somebody else's endurance ability. You have to train yourself to run your own race.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've always done for over 30 years. Is I'm not trying to make you into a pill. I'm not trying to make you anything. What I'm trying to do is get you to go find yourself and live your life based off of your principles. And motherfuckers don't do that today. Everybody's trying to push everybody towards an agenda or a cult, man.
Right. Yeah. And one thing is that
there's nothing scary. There's nothing scary and unthreatening than a dude comfortable in his own skin.
Oh yeah. I'm comfortable as fuck.
But, you know, one thing about it, man, and we've enjoyed this conversation thoroughly, man. I mean, you have, you know, the wisdom,
the humility,
the academic, you're an amalgam of all things astute in terms of understanding, you know, from all aspects of it. And very few people can have that level. You and Lucario both are the mavens in this method, because you both understand it intimately from a level of all sides. And the most important is that while you are self-assured, you're not cocky, you're conscious about it, but you're not
cowed.
It's all real. And that's where some people start getting crazy with, because they begin to think that their way in terms of, well, it should be this way because I think so.
Well, you can have an ideal, but guess what? It doesn't mean it's going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. So what's next?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck your thoughts and fuck your feelings. That's, they got that. Listen, we, you come here, you come to learn. I don't give a fuck what you think, because your thinking brought you here. That's the problem.
Right.
Your thinking. So, you know, I the reason why I'm always tough on a lot of the guys, because I don't want to do what mommy did and make everything sunshine and rainbows. Then they go out their door and get ate up by life in the game, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. You know what I mean? But that's what a lot of these young boys, man. They get ate up.
But you know, Steve, with some of the stuff game you've given us. Yeah. And with a lot of game you've given us, Steve, it's made me think about situations that I've been in. And while I've had some flame out, I can honestly say this. I've never been in a situation where I was, like I said, trying to buy a woman's attention or, you know, totally like, just being totally discombobulated, you know. So I know along the way I've done some things right. You know, and I think like anybody else, there are things that can be improved upon. But it's great to, you know, especially the brotherhood that you and Lucario have in terms of being able to impart that wisdom. Because a lot of times kids get, you know, competitive to the point that they try to shut out somebody else's views. And that's, you know, the thing is, wisdom is for everybody, and everybody has a different take. And guess what? Just because somebody else does something different doesn't mean it's wrong. But you all are integral for the development of young brothers out there, man. We can't thank y'all enough for what you do and what you will continue to do, man. God bless y'all, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. We just, it's just not about the click count and shit like that. You know, a lot of people want to make everything about clicks and I got this many subscribers and all that other shit, man. Hey, it ain't about that shit. Hey, look, if I can just change one motherfucker, I'm good. I can't change them all. I'm being honest. I can't, because like I told you before, this ain't for everybody. Everybody
right.
can't make the basketball team or the football team. But when you ready to do it, like you say, you talked about self-importance, push your ego aside, your self-importance, and you're willing to learn, then you'll become a student. But you can't become a student trying to tell me how I should think. And you asking me for help. Yeah, motherfuckers always want to. They always want to tell you how you should think. Well, no, it's not that way. Listen, if you're here to learn, we're gonna win together. But if you think you can do it on your own, do it on your own. You don't need, because I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear what you think.
Exactly.
I mean, your thoughts don't matter in this. Because your thought, you only see to your level, and that's what they understand. So if you got level one thinking, and I'm at level fucking infinity, the fuck am I gonna listen to your shit for?
Hey Steve, remember that? Remember that episode of Justice League when with Darkseid and Dad going with the anti-life equation, and they were the joint was taking Luthor to that place where it was, and he was like, I dare tell you, I step back from it. You know, only a 12th level intellect can understand it. And Luthor said, and I'm overqualified.
There you go. Hey, they even doing the TV show. I told you. See, there's no knock on people. It's just listen. Hey, listen. If I can do it at 9, if
right.
I can push my, if I can do it at 9, so I've been doing this shit for 40 years in my lifespan, 41 in August,
mm-hmm.
50 in August. So I've been doing it for 40 years, and here's the craziest shit. I'm still learning the game, because every time I hit the ceiling, it becomes the floor, and people don't even understand.
Yeah.
People think this shit is, oh man, it's, man, this shit is so fucking, man, it's, I always say this, the day I die is the day I become a man, because at that point I'll stop learning. Because you never, people don't understand, you never stop. Once you go, you never stop. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. When you realize, like your boy, like Silver Surfer Galactus, like I eat planets in my mind. I take over worlds in my mind. I create. I mean, they don't even understand it. they have no. And so if I'm that dope to myself, do you actually think I'm going to ask a woman for her number? Bitch, you going to call me. Shit.
And see, and this is real, that's some real talk right there, man, because, see, it's like when you create your own world and you move your own rules and, your own, and people operating your own planet, it gives you more to strive for in life. Because I've seen a lot of people, they'll throw in the towel. Like, as soon as they hit 30 or as soon as they hit 40, they go through a midlife crisis because, you know, they put their accomplishment to their past. When you're going forward, and you aiming to grow on different things, you can't lose.
Man, I know this much. August 21st, I will start my descent to my demise. Not that I'm going to die, but I'm going towards my end. I'm at the 50 mark. I'm going towards, and I'm fine with that because I lived. Guys, I lived. I've done it all. I've lived. So, but I'm still learning, and there can never be a midlife crisis because if I die tomorrow, don't mourn me because I live. I'm good. I that's why I always tell guys, even at the end of my shows, to think about the graveyard. Because how many motherfuckers tell these guys about this shit? Motherfuckers don't ever think before they close their eyes at night. They never think about what everybody in the graveyard has in common. And that is they all thought they had tomorrow coming to them. So if I die tomorrow, I'm fine with it because I evolve every motherfucking day. So who I am today will kick who I was yesterday's ass, and who I'm going to be tomorrow is going to beat my motherfucking ass because I'm constantly, and this is what I'm talking, see, when these young men start to see the world that way, oh, man, women are going to be drawn to them because of just what they are about. They just don't know nothing about pussy, guys. All about me. Hey, what's my song? Me, 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 my, my, I. That's my song.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I can't believe it's 11 o'clock already. We got to be up out of here in a little bit. That's how when you're getting that game going on, man, when you're getting that flow structure, it just go by quick.
Yeah. Real recognized will. That's how it works, man.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you. Appreciate you taking the time to join us, man. We were supposed to make that happen last week, but you know how life catches us up in the fast lane.
No, it's all love. It's all, hey, brother, yeah. No need. You know why? Because you know what? We're here now. See, that's game. See, what they got to learn is, shit, life is going to happen. You got, y'all two men have things to fucking do. And that's part of game, making proper adjustments. It's all game. Everything is game, man. Everything, man.
Man, look, Steve, this has been an honor. This has been a privilege. You know, you're welcome back anytime. It goes without saying. I mean, we can't thank you enough for those lessons and keep fighting the good fight, you know, in terms of, you know, upholding the levels of masculinity, you know, and being a great dad and being, you know, the example of black excellence. Shout out to you and Lucario both. Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys taking the time to even listen to the old man run his motherfucking mouth. Anyway, hey, you know what's so great about 50? I finally get to call myself old school. Finally, fuck. Wait. I've been waiting so fucking long to calling myself old school and shit. I could be an old
man,
head now and shit.
I heard this years ago and I never forgot it because of how important it is. Do not be ashamed of getting old. It is a privilege denied to men.
Oh, man. Never be ashamed. Man, people are putting dye in their hair. They run. Don't run away, man. I embrace. You got to embrace. But see, the thing is, when you live, See, a lot of these young boys are going to grow into men that are not going to live. And then they're going to have their midlife crisis when they come around 50. They're going to be like, oh, shit, what have I done with my life? All this time I've been talking about pills and shit, and what have I done? I have no family, no legacy, no bloodline, nothing to carry over. I mean, there's nothing like carrying over your name. That I know when I die, I live the fuck on through my name. That's what it's about to me. I get my name, my bloodline continues. And that's how deep it is. Nothing about women, all about me.
Definitely, man.
Real good knowledge. When I did upload this show, and y'all haven't really made any progress, as Crunchy Black would say, nigga, kill yourself.
Now they just, hey, listen, hey, they're not, hey, people are going to hate this because they hate truth. You cannot deny a truth. And the thing they're going to deny the most is their truth. And that's the problem. But they're gonna hate me for maybe how old I am, because I'm married, because I'm short. They're gonna look for all these feminine things. But there will be a few on this show that's gonna listen to this shit and realize you can make the change today. You can always turn around. You can always stop going in that fucked up ass direction. And hey, like I said before, even if one motherfucker that listens to this show can change his life and realize that it's not really that bad. It's not as bad as you think it is. And all you got to do at the end of the day is start to trust that motherfucking man in the mirror. And if I can change one motherfucker, then what I did was successful.
That's words to live by. That's wisdom. That is wisdom.
That is wisdom. Before we dip out, man, let people know where they can find your show at and where they can follow you on the social media handles.
Yeah, get y'all crayons out. You find me at Bitches R Us. No, I'm just playing. No, www.demandmindset.com, guys. You can go there. Jize, we have cooking shows. I do cooking shows for you. I teach you how to write poetry to get your mouthpiece together, because a lot of you young motherfuckers today, you don't understand when you turn on your radio, all you're doing is reciting poetry. So you got to learn your own mouthpiece. We have a dating show with women on there. So we got a lot of things for a lot of men. And then in August is my birthday month, so we'll have discounts on all products and shit like that. So, yeah, we do everything we can. But, hey, also, August is going to be the month that we're going to talk about the new batch of women coming in. See, that's the Will's Red Pills. Don't talk about that shit. The new batch of horny-ass legal young women that are looking to suck, fuck, and test out their sexual freedom, no longer being under the constraints of mom and dad in August. It kicks in August. So, yeah, we do it all, man.
Yeah, man, on that note, we about to dip up out of here before Blog Talk. Y'all know how Blog Talk is. They shut you down quick before you even finish. Everyone, that's all post credits before you even finish.
Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to be up out of here. Catch us on Friday night. We out.
Peace. Peace.